brother.
Happy Father's Day.
How are you? Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Ready to roll on this one?
Let's hope.
How's the team doing?
Second half starts next week. So we'll be fine then.
Gotcha.
The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double! The Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Happy Sunday and happy Father's Day, everyone. Welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Charleston River Dogs about to get underway here in just about 10 minutes or so. The Hillcats have already secured themselves a split of the series and the season series, but they're going to go to try to win it here this afternoon if they can walk away victoriously. The good news for them is Marcus Johnson, who they tattooed for 6 runs on Tuesday evening. He'll be on the mound for the River Dogs tonight, as he'll look to have a bounce-back appearance. He's pitched well most of the season, except this last outing. His worst of maybe even his pro career. It's hard to say, but 5 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs allowed by Johnson, as his River Dogs fell in Tuesday night's contest 7-5. O'Cats will look to try to replicate that here tonight behind the arm of Adam Tulloch, who the other night, 4 hits in 4 innings, 2 runs. Both of them were earned. He did surrender 1 home run. 9 strikeouts and 2 walks for the 6-2 left-hander. So it should be a fun ball game. Hillcats will hit the road and head down to Carolina tomorrow, as they will wrap up the first half with a couple of ball games down in Zebulon. The River Dogs will return home to play host to Fayetteville, who has been red hot as of late. Right now, though, let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll hear lineups and first pitch after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Hillcats and River Dogs all set for game number 6 of this 6-game series. Lynchburg has secured themselves a split of it. However, they'd like to pick up a series victory. They don't have very many on the season. It's been tough sledding through the first half. They come in today 28-34. The River Dogs, it's also been a struggle for them. They're 25-37. Something that they have been disappointed by after winning back-to-back Carolina League crowns. This year, though, hasn't been as easy going. However, it's a fresh start for everybody on Thursday. It's the last day of the first half, so Friday, all records will reset to 0-0. Everybody tied for first place, as the second half will get underway for the Hillcats down in Carolina against the Mudcats, as a second chance to clinch a postseason berth in the second half of the year, as Lynchburg will try to turn the corner. A roster that's slowly piecing it together offensively, a pitching staff that's motivated and determined to right the ship, and an upcoming MLB draft that's sure to change some things across all of minor league baseball, including the Guardians organization. We'll talk about all of that and more this afternoon, as these two ball clubs battle it out in game 6 of the series. Right now, though, let's toss it to Nick Pierce and Rox Cruz for the defense and national anthem.
All right, fans, get on your feet and let's greet your Lynchburg Hillcats. In right field, number 45, Brent Kavanaugh. In center field, number 4, Wilfredo Antunez. In left field, number 46, Jordan Brown. And first base, number 45, Zach Hashua.
At second base, number 8, Tyrese Turner. At shortstop, number 12, Angel Hanau. At third base, number 10, Jose Devers. Behind the plate, number 48, Robert Lopez. And today's starting pitcher, number 31, Adam Pollock. Ladies and gentlemen, we are using this weekend to honor the life and legacy of Hillcats owner and baseball icon, Dave Elmore. As founder of the Elmore Group, Dave was able to uplift numerous communities through baseball, hockey, and other enterprises. Dave's focus was consistently on making fun and family-friendly entertainment that would be affordable to all. We hope to carry on that legacy here at Bank of the James Stadium in his honor. Please join us at this time in a moment of silence and remembrance of Dave Elmore. Thank you. At this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us today, please welcome Lenny Hutton.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It's time for Baseball in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the action tonight and all season long as the Hillcats and River Dogs get set for Game 6 of this series. The final game between these two squads, unless somehow they both end up making the Carolina League Championship Series, which would be a repeat of last year. But as for all intents and purposes, today, the last time these two squads will square off in 2023. On the mound for the Hillcats, the left-hander Adam Tolick. He's 2-2 with a 5.18 ERA. In 33 innings, he's picked up 48 strikeouts, 24 walks, 21 runs allowed, 19 of them have been earned. This will be his 15th outing, second of the week. Earlier this series, 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts against these very same River Dogs. He stands 6'2", 200 pounds, 22 years of age, born in Toronto, Ontario, and attended Arizona State. He'll face a lineup for the River Dogs that looks a little like this. Leading off the center fielder, Chandler Simpson, who's been in that role all but one game this week. Batting second, the first baseman, Xavier Isaac. He's been on a tear as he has 5 doubles in 5 games. Hitting third, the catcher, Dominic Keegan. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Cooper Kinney. The shortstop batting fifth, Ryan Spikes. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter, Carlos Colmenares. The bottom third, the third baseman, Odalis Peguero. In the eight hole, the left fielder, Christopher Barrette. And rounding out the starting line, Estanley Castillo. Those will be the 9 for the River Dogs in order as Chandler Simpson
looks to lead us off here in the Hill City. Last chance for the River Dogs to get a split of this series. As the first pitch from Tulloch is well upstairs for ball one. We are underway in the Hill City at 2:02. 82 degrees and sunny, a perfect day for baseball. That's in there for a called strike, 1-1. It's been gorgeous all week, and you can't ask for a better Sunday afternoon matinee than what we have here. Missing high and wide, ball two. Simpson batting .263 with no home runs and seven RBIs. The Hillcats have held him pretty quietly this week. Fouled back to the screen, 2-2. He leads the Carolina League in stolen bases, but Lynchburg has kept him off the bag, so he hasn't been able to pick up very many and extend that lead over Guy Lipscomb. The 2-2. Tried to paint the outside edge with a fastball, didn't find the zone, and the count goes full. Simpson back in center field. His fourth time in this series. Payoff pitch, jammed it, out to left field. Not very deep as the shortstop Hanau will drift back and secure it for out number one. That's how this ball game gets started as Xavier Isaac will step in. And he has been threatening to the Hillcats. This series, he's 10 for 24 with five doubles. Also picked up a home run. Three RBIs, seven runs scored for the left-handed hitting first baseman. Tulloch kicks and delivers up high for ball one. He's recorded multiple hits in six of his last eight ball games. His average is up to .265. As the 1-0 slapped foul, 1-1. Nobody aboard, one away, top of the first inning. Tulloch kicks and delivers. Jam shot out to right field. Kavanaugh will settle underneath it for out number two. Dominic Keegan will dig in. Keegan, a hot hitting catcher for the River Dogs, the only player on the squad batting above 300. He's at .311. He's had a tough week. Not as consistent as he would have hoped. First pitch from Tulloch finds the zone for a called strike. Josh Halsey behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Shane Sullivan out in the field. High drive left field. Brown ranging back. And that ball will find the parking lot. A first inning home run for Dominic Keegan, his fifth home run of the season, as Tulloch hung it in the zone, and Keegan did damage to give the River Dogs their sixth first lead of the series. They have scored first in every ball game this week. Somehow, the Hillcats have been able to stick with them, despite having one of the worst records in all of minor league baseball and playing from behind. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Cooper Kinney, 0-1. So now we'll see how Tulloch responds with his team trailing. Ground ball over toward first. Fascia, chest-high grab, will take it himself, and the inning is over. Dominic Keegan gets us started with the bang. A 1-0 lead for the River Dogs as we head to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Marcus Johnson will lead things off. He will be in the field tonight on the mound. Wow. It's a Sunday ball game, folks. Everybody's brain's getting a little tired, including mine. Johnson, the right-hander, had a rough outing on Tuesday night. His most difficult outing of the year. He went 5 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 2 home runs, no walks, but 5 strikeouts. On the year, he's 0-3 with a 4.11 ERA. 57 innings, 54 strikeouts, 4 walks. He does not walk many, and he's arguably the most dominant arm for the River Dogs, at least the most controlled. The Hillcats took that to their advantage as they tacked him for 6. Guy Lipscomb to lead things off as the first one misses high for ball 1. Lipscomb, Turner, Hanau, Lopez, Antunez, Fascia, Devers, Kavanaugh, and Brown. The 9 in order as Lipscomb grounds it toward first. Isaac will take it himself for out number 1. We'll see how the Hillcats handle Johnson pounding the zone. They did well in game 1 of this week. And arguably, his worst outings of the year have come against Lynchburg. Both times he's allowed 4 runs or more in a ballgame have come against these Hillcats. Tyrese Turner takes above the belt for ball 1. He's made 3 starts against them. His best outing came on May the 7th when he went 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. So this being his 4th start of the season. Ball 2 to Tyrese Turner. Whatever the Hillcats are doing, they seem to have his number. The 2-0 jolted into center field. Simpson drifting back, backpedaling, twisting, and making the grab 2 away. Turner just a little bit underneath it. As Angel Hanau, the Hillcats shortstop, will step in. Barrette in left, Simpson in center, Castillo in right. Figuero over at third, Spikes at short, Kinney at second, Isaac at first, with Keegan behind the plate as Hanau takes upstairs for ball 1. The 1-0 missing low, ball 2. Johnson has only walked 2 batters in the month of June. That's up high, ball 3. The Hillcats in these situations have had the green light nearly every at-bat in this series. As the 3-0, taking all the way, it's a fastball across the zone, 3-1. And now, we'll await the 3-1. He turns on it and fouls it back. Full count. From 3-0 to 3-2, just like that. The right-hander takes a deep breath and delivers the payoff pitch. Breaking ball missed off the outside edge. And for only the 5th time this season, Johnson has walked someone. Robert Lopez will step in. That's incredible. 5 walks this whole season. He had 1 in April, 1 in May, and now 3 in the month of June. Robert Lopez, who's been on a tear as of late, batting 250. He pops it up, third base side. Figuero, drifting toward the dugout, will secure it. and end the inning. Hillcats get a base runner, but with two outs, it was a little too little, a little too late. They still trail by one as we head to the second here in Lynchburg. Be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Adam Tulloch finds himself down 1-0. As we head to the top half of the second inning, a solo shot from Dominic Keegan. The difference in the ball game after that first inning. Tulloch, he'll try and keep it that way and settle into the ball game. It's never comforting when you give up a home run in the first inning. It can rattle you a little bit and throw you off balance. You come in all fired up and ready to go, and then to be met with a blast like that can very easily get you out of rhythm and get you out of that mindset. However, he'll face Spikes, Colmenares, and Peguero to try and regain that focus. Spikes has not been an easy out in this series for the Hillcats, though. These last two ball games, he's slowed down just a little bit. Only one hit in the last two games. That came yesterday. He was on a tear, 8-for-12 to open the series. Fouled right at the plate for a called strike, 0-1. His average now up to .230 on the season. 6 home runs, 22 RBIs. Does have 2 home runs on the series. They both came on Tuesday night. The 0-1, driven into right center field. Antunez ranging back onto the warning track, will reach up and make the grab, one away. Not his natural position, center field. But played it nicely there as Spikes got a hold of one. Guy Lipscomb in the designated hitter role today. That was Carlos Colmenares. Will step in. Colmenares has averaged down to .233. With a trio of home runs. First pitch well outside, ball one. Colmenares yesterday reached base twice. Once in the most uncomfortable fashion as he was hit by a pitch. 1-1. He fouls that one back. Blue skies up above. A few scattered clouds around. And the wind blowing out toward center field. Missing inside, ball two. We'll see if that plays a factor. The wind has had an important role in this series, as both teams with a comfortable amount of home runs to their name. 2-2 as Colmenares takes a strike. The left-hander delivers. Well outside, full count. No caps with 5 home runs in the series. Payoff pitch outside, ball four, and Tulloch lost him. That'll bring up Odalis Peguero. Third baseman for the River Dogs. Peguero batting .259 with 15 RBIs. Got the high socks pulled up above his baseball pants, right at his knees. He squares around for a second, but pulls back for ball one as that missed high. He's also rocking the New Balance cleats. Long pause to 1-0. Runner breaks. Swung on and missed. The throw down in time. Got him. Lopez, cool, calling and collected. Retires Colmenares. As there's two away. A 1-1 count on Peguero. And Lopez has been outstanding behind the dish. He was known for his defense coming in when he was assigned to Lynchburg, and his bat is also impressed. The 1-1 to Peguero. Strike two. Missed a little bit wide, 2-2. Lopez on the season, 10-for-36 in throwing out runners. Really good job by him. Fouled back and out of play by Peguero. So that will be his 11th runner caught stealing. Two and two. Slow chopper foul. With the new rules of baseball, those numbers might seem a little bit skewed, but that's a pretty solid differential. 11 for 36. Nearly 33%. 2-2 again, fouled back. Larger bases. And the pickoff rule contribute to those stolen base numbers. Chased a pitch down and in, and Peguero was fooled for out number three. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. A 1-0 advantage for the River Dogs when we return on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcat.
Antunez, Fascia, and Devers, the three due up for the Hillcats. In the bottom half of the second inning, Johnson walked one in the first, his fifth walk of the season. But otherwise, retired the Hillcats rather easily. Antunez has had a frustrating series, one he'd probably like to forget. He pops up the first pitch, third base side, Peguero in foul ground, settling underneath it, fighting the sun, and making the grab. Somebody said something as Antunez snapped his head back toward the infield. Zach Fascia will step in. Fascia's been on a tear. He had three hits yesterday, four extra base hits on the series, two doubles. And actually three doubles this week, one triple in there. 0-1. Scratch that. Two doubles and two triples for Fascia. The 0-1. He ropes this one to right field, but Castillo was playing back with the power hitting catcher for out number two. Catcher slash first base. Back-to-back games at first base for Fascia. Slowly making that move over toward first. And so today, Devers will step in. Devers at third today. He takes a healthy cut at the first pitch for strike one. Well, it appears the strategy is swing early, swing often. No counts being aggressive, trying to put balls in play. The 0-1. Driven into center field. Simpson ranging back on his horse. Won't get there as it bounces at the base of the wall. Devers into second with a two-out double. Beautiful swing for Devers as he gets the Hillcats' first hit and provides them a runner in scoring position with two away for Prez Kavanaugh, who's also had himself a pretty nice series. He's got two home runs and picked up two singles yesterday. Got a handful of RBIs as well. Runner on second. Two down. Bottom of the second inning. Righty on lefty matchup. Kavanaugh lifts it to right field. Castillo backpedaling in front of the wall. Reaches up and makes the grab as Kavanaugh just got a bit underneath it. He gave it a ride, but not deep enough as Castillo records the final out, and the Hillcats are retired. We head to the third, 1-0 lead for the River Dogs when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Print.
Loretta Castillo and Simpson due up for the River Dogs in the top half of the third inning as Tulloch remains on the mound. Wind blowing straight out towards center field pretty sharply. Probably the second strongest breeze we've seen this series. The other night, the wind was blowing out toward right field and had the flag straight out at its side. Today, it's a bit out of wave, but pretty consistent. Rede fouls off the first pitch for strike one. But the wind is not detracted from what has been beautiful weather and great baseball. The 0-1 from Tulloch. Up and in, leaned him back, 1-1. Only once this week have we had to pull the tarp in Lynchburg. The 1-1. Chased one down in the dirt, 1-2. And that was before the game and only for about an hour. So beautiful weather in the Hill City. Mid-80s, sunny skies. This is what summer in the Blue Ridge looks like. Two-strike pitch, upstairs, ball two. Barrette batting 238 with a pair of home runs. That one missed wide, and it's a full count. Tulloch has had several full counts thus far, though he's only at 35 pitches. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, chopped towards second. Turner gloves it. One away. Stanley Castillo getting his third start of the week. Actually, his fourth. And for a guy who just coming back from injury, spending some time down in the complex league, he's performed pretty well. That one misses out wide, ball one. He just looks like an athlete. He's built like one. 6'4", 264 in there for a called strike. A massive outfielder. The 1-1. Just a bit wide. For ball two. The left-hander, the long pause, and now timeout will be called by Lopez as the pitch clock was winding down. And actually, they're going to apply a pitch clock violation. It's 3-1. That was weird. Now the umpire, he told him 2-1. Now it's 3-1. Everyone's just as confused as I am. The pitch, a fastball, took a healthy hack, full count. The umpire called timeout with 2 seconds left on the pitch clock. Now Castillo will step out. And so Tulloch paused, and the clock hit zero, and then the umpire issued him a pitch clock violation. Maybe it's because he didn't step off the mound. I don't know. But the umpire put his arms out. Full count, got him. Castillo retired on strikes. Two down. Second strikeout of the game for Tulloch. As Chandler Simpson will dig in. He flew out to short to open up the ball game. The only thing I can think of is that the pitcher did not disengage when the timeout was granted. Ground ball over towards second. Turner will flip on to Fascia. And the third out of the inning is recorded as the River Dogs go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom half of the third inning with Charleston leading it 1-0 when we return to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the third inning. Jordan Brown at the dish as Marcus Johnson. He's walked one and given up a hit. Though the Hillcats started getting some solid wood on the ball in the last inning. Devers drove it to the base of the wall in center. And Cavanaugh hit it to the warning track in right field. And even Fascia It went out to right field on a line. As Jordan Brown will step in and try to get some hard contact of his own. Barrel to ball, that's what they preach. The first pitch, a breaking ball that Brown popped up and out of play for strike one. Brown hitting 192 with four home runs, 10 RBIs. He has played pretty well on Sundays, though, at least here at Bank of the James Stadium. The 0-1 in there for a called strike. 0-2. Johnson back into the motion. As Brown thought about it, it'll be 1-2. Brown hitting 292 on Sundays. An OPS on base percentage of 346 and an OPS above 1,000. They appeal on the check swing. It's 2-2. It's the only Hillcat with an OPS of over 1,000 on Sundays. Little anecdote for your afternoon. Count is even, two apiece. Johnson delivers. He grounds it over towards short. Played easily by Spikes. One down. Guy Lipscomb will step in. Lipscomb grounded out to first in his first plate appearance. His average down to 276 as a slider misses for ball one. Lipscomb, 31 RBIs and a home run to his name. In there for a called strike, 1-1. Lipscomb second in the Carolina League in stolen bases with 35. Missing again, ball two. Johnson pauses at the belt. A long pause. Now he delivers with two on the pitch clock. That's in there for a fastball, 2-2. Nobody aboard, one away, and a 2-2 upcoming from Johnson. Lipscomb watches strike three as he knew it. Caught the inside corner, two down. No cats going quietly in the third. Tyrese Turner, he flew out to center field. And he gave it a jolt just a bit underneath it. Allowed Simpson to travel the distance required to make the grab. Turner pops it up third base side. It'll land out a row or two back, right where our team photographer, Gary Streifer, was hanging out. The 0-1 from Johnson. Breaking ball, missed high, 1-1. There's a large gap between right and center field if Turner can hit it. The 1-1, he squares around instead as it came at his back foot for ball two. He's able to pull back in just enough time. The 2-1 delivery. Turner, center field again. Simpson backpedaling. Same spot he made the last one in front of the warning track to end the inning. Hillcats go quietly in the third. They trail 1-0 as we head to the fourth in Lynchburg. We'll be back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Brill.
One to nothing in Lynchburg. The River Dogs out in front thanks to a solo home run from Dominic Keegan back in the first inning. Taking a look around the Carolina League. A couple games already in progress today. A few more coming up tonight. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Kannapolis leads Down East 2-0. Down East yesterday clinching the first half title for the North Division. So they will represent the Carolina League North in the postseason, guaranteed, regardless of what happens in the second half. In the bottom half of the third inning, Augusta and Carolina tied at 3. That's been a wild ball game. Augusta led 3-0 in the first inning. Now Carolina has tied things up. In the bottom of the second inning, Columbia, 1-0 lead over Fayetteville as the Fireflies still clinging to a little bit of life for the South Division as that missed down and away. 1-0. That's all the games we have going on right now. At 3 o'clock, Delmarva and Salem will square off. Close out that series. Salem will be here in a few weeks. Actually, both of them. That's a strike, 1-1. Delmarva will be here for the next six-game homestand. And then immediately following, Salem popped out to left field. Devers and Brown ranging out. And the third baseman will make the grab, one down. As Dominic Keegan will step in. 12 games in 12 days will be the story of that series, or of those two series. Delmarva to end the month of June and begin July, and then Salem on the 4th will start their series with the Hillcats as Keegan takes down an in for ball one. We're going to be exhausted, folks, but hopefully some good crowds will give everyone the energy, including the team. Missing wide to Keegan, 2-0. Keegan has the home run in the first inning. That's the difference in the ballgame. Finally, at 6:30, Myrtle Beach plays host to Fredericksburg as the Pelicans closing in on that first half title in the South. 2-1. Keegan lifted it over the left field wall. He put a solid swing on a hanger. Pops this one up first base side, out of play. Two and two. Tulloch pauses and delivers. Line drive right field, base hit for Keegan. As Kavanaugh will cut it off before the wall, Keegan made a long turn, but a strong throw from the right fielder will hold him with a long single. Cooper Kinney will step in, so Keegan now 2-for-2, halfway to the cycle. Kinney grounded out to first in his last trip. That one ran up and in, spun Kinney out of the way. Ball one. Keegan on the year. 2-for-2 in stolen bases. The 1-0. Just missed a bit high. Ball two. Tulloch. Just over 50 pitches at this point. As the 2-0 delivery lifted high but foul. 2-1. Wind continues to blow. A little bit softer now out toward right field. Switching between that center field and right field all ball game. 2-1, a throw over. Gets away from Fascia. Keegan will try to go to second. Fascia won't be able to get him. As the ball just got a little bit far enough away. And Keegan came in standing. Was able to get down to second because of it. If he had dove back, I don't think he would have been able to go to second. It only dribbled onto the outfield grass. But the air puts a runner in scoring position for Cooper Kinney and the River Dogs. 2-1 in the zone, strike two. Ryan Spikes waits on deck for his opportunity. Charleston already leading 1-0. The 2-2. Slider well high, full count. Keegan takes his lead off second. As Tulloch will check the bag and deliver the payoff. Slider, cold, strike three. Kinney's got a case for being frustrated on that one as he walks back to the dugout, but Hillcats won't complain. The slider just caught a piece of the zone. And Kinney is retired. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Tulloch as Spikes will dig in now with two down. Big break for the Hillcats. That could have been ball four. Spikes, that one's a strike. 0-1. Runner on second, two away. A long pause from Tulloch. As he's taking his time in this inning. The 0-1 delivery. A slider for strike two. Spikes flew out to center field. He gave it a good ride, but Antunez tracked it down nicely. For somebody who's more used to right field. The two-strike pitch. Way outside. One ball, two strikes. Actually, the only outfielder that is in a position that they really have come up in would be Prez Kavanaugh. Jordan Brown in left field was an infielder up until last season. Tulloch will step off as Robert Lopez wants to go have a word. Brown came up to Lynchburg last year as somebody listed as an infielder. But very early on, settled into an outfield role. And he's been there ever since. Antunez has been a right fielder for as long as we've seen him these last 2 years. The 1-2. Fastball, got him. The single by Keegan, and then back-to-back strikeouts leaves him stranded. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, a 1-0 ball game in the Hill City. We'll be back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a five-game plan,
10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcat's mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Marcus Johnson remaining on the mound for the River Dogs. He's pitched very well. Only one hit and one walk. That'll be 3, 4, and 5. Hanau, Lopez, and Antunez who step in for the fourth. Hanau, he walked back in the first inning. Hillcats down 1-0. Jason Prill here with you in the final game of this series before the Hillcats take the road and travel down to Zebulon, North Carolina to take on the Mudcats in round two of the Battle of the Cats. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. The Mudcats winning the first rendition. Ground ball over towards short, backhanded by Spikes. Long throw, lofted over round number one. That'll bring up Robert Lopez. Though in that series, the Mudcats looked like one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. They were hitting everything in sight and dominating on the mound as they were in line for that playoff role. They've since cooled off. In there for a strike, 0-1. So what was a first place team is now a second place team and 4.5 out. Lopez! Deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's gone! His second home run of the season ties us at one apiece in the bottom of the fourth inning. A majestic shot over the right field wall just inside the foul pole. As the Hillcats have knotted things up at one. Antunez takes down low for ball one. Castillo tried arguing that it was to the right of the foul pole and a foul ball, but the umpire Simpson called it fair. His opinion's the one that matters. I'll agree with it. The 1-1. Antunez ropes it foul. Hillcats jumping on that fastball, which is exactly what they did the other night against Johnson. They spit on everything else and just waited for the fastball. The 1-2. In the dirt, 2 balls, 2 strikes. If there's one real knock on Johnson, it's he gives up the home run ball. He surrendered 8 on the season. Now 9. 2-2. Line drive right field. Diving attempt by Kinney. And that'll get past him. Antunez with a big turn will stay at first with a 1-out single. Good for Antunez. He needed that. Nice easy swing. And Zach Fascia will step into the box. A tie ball game. Wind now blowing sharply out toward right field. That helped Lopez's ball get out, but I think regardless, that ball had plenty of distance without the wind. Fascia fights it off foul, another fastball. Because Johnson pounds the zone so much and doesn't issue walks, the opposing teams have been able to sit on him, which is attributed to the 9 home runs he's allowed. The 0-1. Swinging strike. 0-2. You never want to walk somebody, but there is something to be said about trying to get a hitter to chase or making them think twice about it being in the zone. Two-strike pitch. Chase to high heater. And there's two down. Jose Devers will step in. But when an opposing team knows you're going to be in the zone nearly the whole game, they can pick a pitch and sit on it. That's what the Hillcats have done. Swinging at fastballs and pretty much letting everything else go by. Except for that one. That was a slider. 0-1. Antunia's at first with two away. The right-hander Johnson sets at the belt. A throw over. Antunia's back standing. There is some action going in the Hillcats bullpen. I can't see who it is. Looks like he's ready to go. And will be coming in at the conclusion of this half inning. Runner breaks for second. It's upstairs. The throw down in time. And they got him. Antunia is a bit disappointed. But the inning is finished. Robert Lopez ties us at one apiece on a solo shot to right. We head to the fifth, one all in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on this Father's Day on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Adam Tulloch's day is done. He goes four innings, two hits, one run, one walk, and four strikeouts. On for the Hillcats, number 24, Bronny Munoz. Munoz making his 12th appearance. He's 2-1 with a 6.05 ERA. In just under 42 innings, he's struck out 28, walked 11, and given up 28 earned runs. Opposing teams are hitting 283 off of him, and home runs have been his downfall. He surrendered four. Munoz, a right-hander, stands at 6'1", 170. As Colmenares checks at a pitch upstairs, they appeal. They say he went around. 0-1 on Colmenares. Fought back foul. Strike two. Munoz in his last outing, three innings, four hits, two runs, two strikeouts, no walks against Charleston earlier in this series. He comes in a tie ball game. The last time, Hillcats had the lead. He had some wiggle room. This time, not so much. The 0-2 misses high. One ball, two strikes. What an outing by Tulloch. Didn't let that home run in the first rattle him. Swung on and missed. As Munoz picks up the strikeout as Colmenares is retired for out number one. Odalis Peguero, he struck out in his first trip. Nobody aboard, one away, top of the fifth inning. Munoz pumps a strike in there, 0-1.
No counts in there. Clean all-white unis. Strike two. That's Peguero chased. Arguably their cleanest combo. The two-strike pitch. Well upstairs. One and two. Munoz in his third season here in Lynchburg, part of his third season. Missing wide, ball two. He came up for part of the season in 21, was here all of 22, and a start of the season here this year. Two and two, fouled back, and Peguero stays alive. Munoz along with Juan Zapata, who got called up earlier this season. Awkward swing by Peguero as he got fooled on a breaking ball. Two down, back-to-back strikeouts for Munoz. But both of them were three-year members of the Hillcats, at least for part of the time. Christopher Borrette. They'll step in. He squares around and takes up high for ball one. Tie ball game, top of the fifth inning. One all our score. The right-hander delivers. This is high and wide, ball two. Munoz. As it skied, foul, and out of play. Fascia gave it a look. That was well into the parking lot. Two and one for Munoz. Driven center field on Tunez, back pedaling. And will settle underneath it just in front of the warning track. For out number three. A 1-2-3 fifth for Bronny Munoz as we head to the bottom half of the inning. Tied at one. We're halfway there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Soy infiel. Está escuchando Hillcats.
Lynchburg has only won one series all season. Came back in May when they traveled down to Myrtle Beach and took on the Pelicans. They open up the season, or that series, excuse me, with four straight victories in order to secure their first series win. They have not won since. As Jose Devers takes a called strike on the outside edge for strike one. That was back on May 9th through the 14th. Devers lifts it into center field. Simpson backpedaling and will settle himself right at the edge of the warning track. Route number one. It's been over a month since the Hillcats have won a series. They're trying to do it today if they can pull out a victory. Tied at one apiece in the bottom half of the fifth inning as Prez Cavanaugh will step in. He jolted one into right field but didn't get enough of it. As he carried it to the wall. But
fell short of another home run for him this week as he fouls that one away for strike one. Right-hander delivers. Ground ball over toward first, backhanded by Isaac. He'll take it himself, two down. Isaac in a similar play yesterday. Got caught in between what he wanted to do and waited too far back on it on a slow roller. And Kavanaugh was able to beat it out. And then in the process, Devers somehow scored from second. Jordan Brown will step in. He's 0 for 1. Took a big cut for strike one. Johnson only at 50 pitches, so he can go farther if the River Dogs want to preserve their bullpen. I don't see any action brewing. Missed in tight. 1-1. According to Jason Kemp, the River Dogs broadcaster, the Rays and their organization is about 85 pitch count. Floated into center field. Simpson secures it, and the inning is over. Another 1-2-3 inning for Marcus Johnson as the Hillcats go in order. We head to the sixth. 1-1 in the Hill City. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th as they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Well, it's been the most calm game so far of the whole series. A pair of solo shots, one by each team, our only score. Charleston hit their run in the first inning. Dominic Keegan, a solo home run off of Adam Tulloch. Lynchburg, Robert Lopez in the fourth inning with a solo shot over the right field wall to even things up. One run, two hits, no errors for Charleston. One run, three hits, one error for the Hillcats. As we've reached the sixth inning, and Bronny Munoz on the mound. Stanley Castillo pops the first pitch he sees up and out of play. Castillo struck out in his first trip to the plate. Good Sunday afternoon crowd on Father's Day. In there again for strike two. One of our better Sunday crowds. You can see a lot of families at the park today. Kids fun day. Kids can run the bases after the field. Or after the game, excuse me. And then they can play catch on the field. Something special for Father's Day. They had a Father's Day barbecue before the game. Two-strike pitch. Spun him out of the way. One ball, two strikes. So a lot of families taking full advantage of the beautiful weather and the game of baseball. The 1-2 from Munoz. Breaking ball well outside, 2-2. In the next homestand, plenty of fun things to be excited for. 12 games in 12 days. Some giveaways and a lot of fireworks. The 2-2. Chased a high heater. One down.
Top of the order stepping in, Chandler Simpson. Four fireworks shows in the next homestand, including our Red, White, and Boom doubleheader on July 3rd and 4th. July 3rd will be against Delmarva, July 4th against Salem, but both games with an Independence Day fireworks celebration afterward. And there for a called strike to Simpson, 0-1. Get your tickets for that and all the rest of the games of that homestand at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. In there again, strike two. Two-strike pitch. Tried to find that corner. Munoz frustrated that he sailed it wide, 1-2. There is some action in the bullpen for Charleston. Not sure if that means Johnson's day is done. Fouled back. Would have hit me if there was no netting there. Must be a bit hot for the bullpen. For the Hillcats, at least. They've all moved to the shade. The 1-2. Down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Typically, there's a bench farther down toward where they can loosen up and pitch that they're all sitting on. Right up against the wall. The 2-2. Roped right field. Foul ball. Today, in the heat of the day, all of them have found stools and are sitting underneath the overhang provided by the party deck down the left field line. The 2-2. Up and away. Simpson has worked himself back into it. Full count. He's dangerous if he can get aboard, leading the league in stolen bases. Not somebody you want to give a free pass to. Payoff for Munoz. Fouled back by Simpson, and we'll try again. The right-hander comes set and delivers. Slow chopper toward first. Fascia in between hop will scoop it. Two down. Apparently, the River Dogs brought their mascot with them. A dog is going berserk somewhere. Can hear it. Bank of the James Stadium, a dog-friendly facility every ball game, not just at Bark at the Park. Xavier Isaac stepping in. He ropes one into right field on the first pitch he sees for Munoz for a two-out single. So the dog helping the River Dogs pick up a two-out hit. Something unique about the bank is a $1 donation to the Lynchburg Humane Society will allow you to bring your dog in each and every game. Despite being the Hillcats, we love our dogs here. First pitch to Keegan is inside, ball one. And I'm sure if you wanted to, not sure the cat would be too happy, but you could probably bring your cat in. Nothing's stopping you, except maybe the cat. The 1-0. Missing a bit wide, ball two. Keegan, 2-for-2 on the day. Would have rather faced him with the bases empty. However, there's a runner aboard and two away. The right-hander, Munoz. Throw back toward first. As Isaac back with the dive. Two-oh to Keegan. Munoz bumps the fastball in there at 89, 2-1.
It's a big at-bat in a time ball game, top of the sixth inning. Keegan, the most dangerous hitter for the River Dogs. He can change this ball game with one swing. 2-1 pitch. Chopper over towards short. Cut off by Devers at third. Long throw. Scooped by Fascia. And the inning is over. Nice play by Devers and Fascia. As we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning, we remain tied at one. After this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Junior William on the mound for the River Dogs. As Marcus Johnson's day is done, he goes five innings, three hits, one run. It was earned, one walk and two strikeouts. As William will take over. In 18 games, he's 4-1 with a 4.68 ERA. 25 innings pitched, 28 strikeouts, 26 walks, 13 earned runs allowed. As he will try to keep this a tie ball game. 1-1 our score as the top of the order, and Guy Lipscomb will step in. Lipscomb 0-2. Grounded out to first and struck out in the ball game so far. As the first pitch to him from William, misses high for ball one. William, a much quicker delivery, 95 miles an hour with his fastball as well. That almost hit him. Lipscomb just able to get out of the way. That would have left a mark. Lipscomb attended Belmont. Said he's tired of getting asked about the rivalry and how somebody from Belmont could recruit a guy named Lipscomb. In tight again, ball three. Understandably so. It's the easy joke to make. A 3-0. In there for a called strike. Belmont and Lipscomb, natural rivals. Both located in Nashville. A 3-1. High ball four, and Lipscomb draws a leadoff walk. Open up the sixth. See if the Hillcats try to send him early. He's got a lot of speed. Second in the Carolina League in stolen bases. He's got 35. He's 35 for 38 on the season. So I wouldn't be shocked if they send him. But in a tie ball game, is it worth the risk? I guess we'll find out what the Hillcats think. Tyrese Turner at the plate. Runner holds and a breaking ball is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Jordan Smith has never been shy in sending his runners. Leading the Carolina League in stolen bases are the Hillcats. Throw back toward first. Lipscomb dives in. Lipscomb had 42 stolen bases at Belmont. On pace to eclipse that and more. The 0-1 misses well outside, 1-1. Last year's leader for the Hillcats was Isaiah Green. He had 39. Lipscomb four shy, and We haven't even hit the midway point yet. That comes on Thursday night. Inside, that gets away, and Lipscomb will move on down to second. Large turn, and he thought about going to third as Keegan was a bit slow getting to it. So Lipscomb into scoring position on the wild pitch as Keegan wants to go out and have a word with William, realizing how important these next few innings are. And now with the runner in scoring position, even more crucial. Tie ball game, one apiece. And a base hit here with the speed of Lipscomb would probably break that tie. And Williams has nearly thrown it to the backstop a couple times. The 2-1 catches the corner, 2-2. Turner 0-for-2 on the day. He's driven two out to deep center field. Both have been caught. 2-2 pitch. Caught halfway in between. It gets by the catcher, Keegan. He'll try to throw to first. Not in time. A drop third strike allows Turner to beat it out. Lipscomb down to third. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. As Keegan couldn't knock it down. So Angel Hanau will try and break the tie. Infield semi pulled in, but it would be tough to get Lipscomb at home unless it's sharply hit. Taken outside for ball one. Could this be a situation for a squeeze play? Runner on first and third. Breaking ball floats in, 1-1. You have the speed at third base and at first, and a guy who can lay one down in Hanau if he needs to. Just a thought. 1-1. Caught the corner again. Strike two. See if they send Turner to try and force some chaos on the bases. The 1-2 pitch he holds. It's outside, 2-2. William trying to control it a little bit more. He walked Lipscomb, and a couple wild pitches allowed Turner to get to first. 2-2, runner fakes, a throwback toward third, nothing doing. Count goes full. Robert Lopez waits on deck. His home run tied the ball game back in the fourth inning. But Hanau trying to break the tie here. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. William comes set for the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Runner breaks. Swung on and missed. They'll let Turner swipe second. The Hillcats have two in scoring position with one away. Robert Lopez. 1-for-2, but he mashed a ball to right field. Second home run of the season. Infield pulled in with only one down. Lopez well out in front of a curveball for strike one. Hillcats need to break the tie here. Don't get many opportunities like this. The 0-1. Missed in tight. Lopez laid off. 1-1. Right-hander sets at the belt, the 1-1. Check swing. He went around. Strike two. Lopez became the everyday catcher when Manuel Mejias went on the injured list. No timetable yet for Mejias' return, but Lopez has held down the fort quite nicely. So we'll see what they end up doing when Mejias is healthy. Runners on second and third. Two-strike pitch. Line drive, center field, base hit. Hillcats take the lead as two runners will score, and Robert Lopez delivers a two RBI single in the sixth inning. Three RBIs on the day for him. He is responsible for all of the Hillcats' runs. As Wilfredo Antunez will step in. He just poked that ball into center field. Didn't put much behind it, but with the infield pulled in, there's nothing they could do about it. Antunez, one for two, singled in his last trip. He golfs it to left field, but out of play. Hillcats now leading 3-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, looking for their first series win since May. And they knocked off Myrtle Beach in a 4-2 series win. Outside, a good job by Keegan to keep that from getting away. 1-1. Infield pulled back with the runner on first, the 1-1. Antunez fooled there, strike two. He was sitting dead red on a fastball, and he got a breaker. Chased another one. Antunez just fooled by two benders. There's two down for Zach Fascia. Fascia 0-2 after his three-hit ball game yesterday. The Hillcats have the 3-1 lead. Some action brewing for the River Dogs in their bullpen. An arm just starting to get loose. As that one misses down and away for ball one. Matt Wyatt warming up in the pen. The right-hander. The 0-1. Fast should try to turn on it, but fouled it back. Strike two. Two down here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 3-1. Lynchburg leading. Robert Lopez with all three RBIs on the game. He's at first. Two-strike pitch to Fascia. In there, strike three called. But Robert Lopez, a two RBI single, breaks this ball game open in favor for the Hillcats as he broke the tie and made it a 3-1 ball game. Final three innings on deck after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg with a 3-1 lead as we head to the seventh inning in the Hill City. Hillcats have not won a series since the beginning of May when they traveled down to Myrtle Beach. Ironically, as part of a two-week road trip that also included the River Dogs. The River Dogs are currently on the back end, the final game of a two-week road trip that saw them visit Fredericksburg and now Lynchburg. They are excited to get back home. It's been a long time away from the City of Churches, as some of the locals refer to it as. Cooper Kinney will dig in against Brawny Munoz. Takes down low for ball one. Munoz came on after the fourth inning for Adam Tulloch, who pitched well. Missing again, ball two. He's been close in those first two pitches, but just missing. 2-0 delivery. Pulled the string, and actually he didn't pull the string. Kinney was just so far out in front, it fooled me. 2-1. Right-hander kicks and delivers. It's fouled back, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Though this game doesn't essentially matter for the first half, this series really felt like a momentum builder for the second half. Regardless of what's happened before, you could do well in this series. You could set yourself up well for the second half of the season. 2-2, a breaking ball missing high, full count. And we talked to Jordan Smith, the manager, a little bit after the ball game last night. And he mentioned, second half, anything can happen. Big cut. One down. Fourth strikeout for Munoz. As Ryan Spikes will step in. He's 0 for 2. With some of the new rules that are implemented in minor league baseball, all draft picks have to be added to the 180 roster of the organization. Munoz delivers one in there for a called strike, 0-1. So that could mean Cleveland has to break away from their old protocol. The 0-1 down and away, 1-1. In the past, the Guardians have just kind of stashed their draft picks away in Arizona and not had them play much. Maybe a game or two if they need it or if they want it. That's in there, 1 ball, 2 strikes. But now they're going to have to find space in and throughout the organization. The 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2. They can still put some in Arizona, but they're going to have to probably play because they're going to take up a roster spot. The 2-2 delivery. Got him to chase. Spikes is down swinging. Two away. So what that means is rosters after the draft in the beginning of July might look very different. So post All-Star break, the Hillcats could look completely different. Colmenares takes upstairs for ball one. Colmenares was the first batter to face Munoz in the fifth. He struck out. The right-hander kicks and fires. Well upstairs, ball two. It'll be interesting to see what Cleveland does in the draft. They typically have operated with finding bats from their Dominican scouting teams. That just missed wide, ball three, and their other Latin American scouts, and then gone for pitchers in the draft. 3-0 for Munoz. Caught the corner. That looked like a worse pitch than the one before, but it's 3-1. Colmenares a bit frustrated. Cleveland started getting away from that this past season. They did draft several bats. A 3-1, bound back to the screen, full count. Some of them began the year here in Lynchburg. Kavanaugh being one of them, Lipscomb another, and Furman also was drafted this past season. He's up in Lake County now. Payoff pitch up above the letters, and Colmenares draws a two-out walk. As Odalis Peguero will step in. Also drafted was Chase DeLauder. DeLauder from JMU. He's been dealing with injuries. So he's been rehabbing and recovering back in Arizona. Coming close to joining an affiliate. That should and could happen in the next few weeks. The right-hander delivers to Peguero downstairs for ball one. He's got two strikeouts on the day, does Peguero. But we'll see what the Hillcats do in the draft if they continue going after pitching arms. The 1-0. Line drive to right field. Kavanaugh racing back, looking up. It bounces at the base of the wall. They're going to wave around Colmenares. The throw comes in a little late and no throw, as the River Dogs will get a run back, and it's 3-2. A double for Peguero gets them right back into it. They trail by one. Christopher Barrette will try and drive home that tying run in scoring position. Top of the seventh inning. Lynchburg took the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Christopher Barrette, 0-2 as well. Munoz delivers, and it's lined to left field. Brown toward the line will make the grab, and the inning is over. The walk and a double does some damage, but not enough to tie the ball game. It's 3-2 as it's time to stretch in the Hill City. We'll be back with the bottom half of the seventh inning when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Junior William will stay on the mound for another inning after the Hillcats were able to tag him for a couple in his first inning of relief. Hillcats leading 3-2, bottom of the seventh inning. Devers, Kavanaugh, and Brown due up to face the right-hander. Matt Wyatt was loosening in the last inning. He's not throwing right now, but that could mean he's loose in case William continues to struggle. Jose Devers to lead things off. He takes upstairs ball one. He doubled in the second and flew out to center in the fifth. 1-0. Well outside. Two balls, no strikes. William works very quickly on the mound, and his delivery straight to home plate. The 2-0. In there. 2-1. Relatively short stride length. as Devers lines it down the left field line. Fair ball off the side wall. Devers will turn and have to hold up at first as he kind of got tangled up with Isaac, but that wall may have kept him from getting extra bases as it juts out. And Barrette played it perfectly. As Press Kavanaugh will step in. And just landed inside the line. William delivers in there for a called strike. William spent some time with the River Dogs last season. Spent most of the year in the Complex League, thrown back behind the runner. Devers does have quite a few stolen bases, 21 to be exact. He's 21 for 25. And now they're getting the arm back up. A new arm this time. Line drive, center field, base knock for Kavanaugh. As he picks up his first hit of the day, and his nice series continues. Devers into scoring position. Jordan Brown to the plate. Can't tell exactly who the new arm is. Loosening up in the bullpen. It's like maybe Jack Hartman. Yeah, Jack Hartman, the right-hander. Jordan Brown takes down and away for ball one. Brown 0 for 2. Now he's got two aboard. Lynchburg trying to get the run back that they lost in the top of the seventh inning. They have some action going in their bullpen as well. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 1-1. Another breaking ball. Actually, a balk called. So both runners into scoring position now. Jordan Brown checking to make sure that that pitch didn't count. It did not. It's 1-1. Infield pulled in with nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. 3-2 advantage for the Hillcats. The 1-1 from William. Another curveball that Brown tipped. Strike two. Base hit. Could score two. Kavanaugh has speed at second. Devers at third. Brown pops it up and out of play. And he stays alive. Lynchburg led 3-1 coming into the seventh. River Dogs tacked on a run in the top half of this frame. The 1-2. Breaking ball over his head. He had to duck into a full squat to dodge it. 2-2. Round 10 RBIs on the season. Looking for 11-12. He can put it in play. The 2-2. Up high again, full count. Guy Lipscomb waits on deck. That arm is getting loose in a hurry. William comes set for the payoff pitch. Brown popped up. First base side. Isaac turning his back toward home plate. And he won't get there as it lands out of play. That would have been an interesting play. Would they have sent Devers with Isaac being the closest to it if he had grabbed it? He would have had to turn and fire had Devers tagged up. Would have been a little bit difficult. We'll never know. The 3-2 from William.
Lofted. Third base side. Foul territory, and the grab is made by Peguero. One down. Smedley on the top step, and he makes his move as Sean Smedley will go to the bullpen. One away. A one-run ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. We'll step aside and meet the new pitcher when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Jack Hartman will take over for the River Dogs in a dangerous situation in the bottom of the seventh inning. Hartman, 1-2, a 6.53 ERA. Just under 21 innings pitched. He's struck out 25, walked 12. He's allowed 15 earned runs, but he walks into a two aboard, one away situation. Devers at third, Kavanaugh at second, and Guy Lipscomb at the plate. He's 0 for 2, but walked and scored in his last trip. Bottom of the seventh inning. Infield remains pulled in with only one down in a one-run ball game. Ground ball over toward first, a slow roller. They'll look the runner back as Lipscomb is retired. Two away. Big second out. Now the infield can settle back into its normal defense as Tyrese Turner will step in. Hartman went two innings. No hits, no runs, one walk, three strikeouts against the Hillcats earlier this series. Trying to pick up where William left off. And hold that runner 90 feet away. First pitch in there for a called strike. Turner, 0 for 3, but he reached on a drop third strike in his last trip and would come around to score. Base hit would give the Hillcats some insurance. Two runners in scoring position. The 0-1 fouled back, strike two. Hartman a strike away from getting out of the inning. The right-hander leans in, now comes set. He pauses and delivers. Strike three called. Inning over. Turner goes down looking, and the Hillcats leave runners on second and third in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2 lead for the Hillcats as we head to the eighth after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session.
Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Hillcats will turn to Miguel Vinicio for the eighth inning. See if he goes one or two innings, depending on how this frame goes. Vinicio, 2-2 with a 9.28 ERA. In 17 games, he's thrown over 21 innings, giving up 22 earned runs, 23 strikeouts, 15 walks. Opponents are hitting .330 against him. A right-hander will have a tough task as he'll face 9-1-2, and two being Xavier Isaac. He's had the Hillcats number in this series. We'll close the book on Munoz. Three innings, two hits, one run, one walk, five strikeouts. As Estanley Castillo will step in. Lynchburg leading it 3-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Right-hander Vinicio has it fouled back for strike one. Castillo has struck out twice today. She's trying to get this inning started right. The 0-1 from Vinicio. Fastball in there again, strike two. 1,525 on hand on this beautiful Sunday afternoon matinee. River Dogs will head home to take on Fayetteville beginning on Tuesday. The 0-2 line drive left field. Brown reaches down and makes the grab for out number one. Hard contact, but right at Brown. Lynchburg travels down to the Mudcats on Tuesday as well. Chandler Simpson, 0-for-3, will dig in. Third baseman Devers pulled in on the grass, expecting a bunt. He squares, and it is thrown to the backstop, ball one. We've seen this before in this series. When Simpson has struggled, he turns to square around to try and get on base and create a spark. 1-0 finds the zone at 93, 1-1. Vinicio, if he squares around again, will try to get him to pop it up. Simpson is solid, laying it down. Just missing wide, 2-1. He did square around again. Vinicio pauses at the belt. The 2-1 delivery. Ground ball over towards second. Turner watches it into his glove. Two down. Xavier Isaac. He singled in the sixth inning. 0-for-2 otherwise. He popped out to right field and also to third base earlier tonight. Vinicio pauses and delivers. Down and away for ball one. Vinicio, his numbers aren't the best. Last year, he pitched very well when arriving in Lynchburg. In there, 1-1. It just seems like ever since that first game, when he came on against Fredericksburg and got rocked to open up the season, he struggled. The 1-1 from the right-hander. Jolted. Center field on Tunez, ranging back, reaching up, can't make the grab as he collides with the wall. Kavanaugh fires it in to hold Isaac to a double. His sixth of the series on Tunez, a little bit shaken up as he hit the padding hard. He's back on his feet as he put his body on the line for that one. and just missed an incredible, potentially game-saving play. Instead, the tying run is at second. Go-ahead run at the plate in Xavier Isaac. Sixth double of the week for Xavier Isaac. And Dominic Keegan, who's 2 for 3 today, at the dish. Crucial moment here. The first pitch in there for a called strike, going 1 at 94 miles an hour. Keegan hit one out in the first inning to open up the scoring. And then he singled in the fourth inning. The 0-1. Just missed out wide. 1-1. Lopez was expecting a strike call. Had to pump fake back to the mound. Vinicio trying to leave that runner stranded at second after the two-out double. Missing wide again. 2 balls, 1 strike. It's been an excellent series, back and forth ball games, great baseball all week long. This game no different. 2-1 from the right-hander. Down and away, ball 3, and now Keegan can tee off on one if he wants to. A check of second. The 3-1 delivery. Popped up infield. Fascia fighting the sun. On the grass. Makes the grab. Inning over. Vinicio strands the runner on second base as the inning comes to a close. Charleston threatens, but they could not tie the game in the top half of the eighth. Lynchburg will look to add an insurance run in the bottom of the inning. We'll be back with that from Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe, infield, está escuchando Hillcats.
It'll be Jack Hartman for the bottom of the eighth inning after he picked up the final 2 outs of the seventh. Angel Hanau, Robert Lopez, and Wilfredo Antunez due up for the Hillcats. Lynchburg leading by 1. Looking for their first series victory since May 9th, over a month ago. It would be their second series win on the season. First pitch up and away to Hanau for ball 1. Boy, that would be a great way to head into the second half, winning a series. Frustrating first half, nothing going your way. They'd love to win this ball game. The 1-0 popped up on the infield. Hanau slams his bat in frustration as Spikes secures it for out number 1. Robert Lopez, he's responsible for all 3 runs that the Hillcats have. A solo home run in the fourth, and then a 2 RBI single in the sixth. That's all the runs the Hillcats have, a 3-2 ball game in favor of Lynchburg. The first pitch is fired down low for ball 1. Lopez's home run just curled inside the foul pole down the right field line. Castillo tried arguing that it was foul, but the infield umpire said no thank you. Fouled back, 1-1. Lopez's average up to 264 now. 13 RBIs, 2 home runs. The 1-1 delivery. In the dirt, good eye, 2-1. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for the River Dogs. Heart of the order, Cooper Kinney, Ryan Spikes, and Carlos Colmenares. 4, 5, and 6, due up. The 2-1 from the right-hander, Lopez breaks his bat, dribbler to first, and Isaac will take it himself, 2 down. That'll leave it up to Wilfredo Antunez to try and add an insurance run. Antunez, 1-for-3. He's been frustrated at the plate all series long. He's felt some calls haven't gone his way. And he's just been off balance and just doesn't look comfortable. The right-hander sets at the belt. Popped up. Third base side and out of play. Fan almost caught it, but it rolled up his arm. He was in position. Couldn't make the play. He'll give it to a kid. Despite it being Father's Day. The 0-1 to Antunez. Foul back, strike 2. Hartman a strike away from sending it to the ninth, a one-run ball game. Right-hander has pitched well since coming on. He's retired all 4 that he's faced. The 0-2. Line drive right field. Castillo won't get there as it lands in front of him on a hop. Second hit for Antunez. And Zach Fascia, 0-for-3, but he's had a nice series. He'll step in. He's had 2 triples and 2 doubles this week. But 2 strikeouts tonight. Right-hander has it fouled back for strike 1. Fascia, affectionately called the Brampton Basher. Some of the locals here. The 0-1. Chased a pitch down and in. Strike 2. Looks like Hartman and Keegan were a bit confused on what each other was throwing. Hartman tapped his chest to say, my bad. 2-strike pitch to Fascia. Up and away, 1 ball, 2 strikes. 96 from the right-hander. Antunez at first. 2 down, bottom of the 8th inning. 3-2 ball game in favor of Lynchburg. The 1-2 delivery. A throwback toward first. Antunez back standing. It's a big insurance run over at first if the Hillcats can string something together with 2 outs and 2 strikes to Fascia. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to him. A nice snag by Hartman ends the inning as he flips it on to first. We head to the ninth. 3-2 our score in a tightly contested ball game. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the River Dogs when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get 1 free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever.
The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Sammy Vasquez on the mound for the Hillcats. To try to close things out for a Hillcat victory, Miguel Venicio is done for the day. Venicio will close the book on him. He went one inning, one hit, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. As it'll be up to Sammy Vasquez to try to close down the ball game. Vasquez, 0-4 with a 5.48 ERA in 21 innings, giving up 13 earned runs, 19 walks, 28 strikeouts. First pitch to Cooper Kinney in there for a called strike, 0-1 at 95. He's 2-for-4 in save opportunities. Looking for his third here today. A one-run lead for the Hillcats, 3-2. The 0-1 roped foul, strike two on Kinney. First batter of an inning can set the pace. Kinney trying to start it out right for Charleston. They do have an arm loosening in the pen. It goes to the bottom half of the ninth. Line drive right at the shortstop, Fennell, who snags it, one away. Ryan Spikes 0-for-3, but he's got some pop and loves playing in this ballpark. Two home runs on the season, on the series. Six on the year. Right-hander delivers, took something off of it, strike one. Vasquez has had an up-and-down season. He'll look really sharp and not so sharp one outing later. That misses low. One ball, one strike. But he's got the best arm in the entire pen. He can pump it up there. He's the only one that's hit triple digits at 101. That came opening weekend against Fredericksburg. The 1-1, they appeal on a check swing that just missed. Two balls, one strike. Nobody aboard, one away, one run ball game. You're in the top half of the ninth inning. The 2-1 delivery. Well upstairs, ball three. Colmenares waits on deck as Vasquez ties his shoes. Matt Wyatt getting loose in the bullpen for the River Dogs. Has a 3-1 on its way. Line drive to right field. Kavanaugh drifting back in front of the warning track. Two down. So that'll leave it up to Carlos Colmenares. He's the last hope for the River Dogs if they want to split the series. Lynchburg has not won a series since May 9th at Myrtle Beach. They've already won three games in this series, looking for a fourth today. Vasquez kicks and delivers. The first pitch in there for a called strike. Colmenares not a fan. Colmenares has walked twice, struck out once. Came around to score in the seventh inning when he walked with two down. The 0-1. Big cut, 97, Vasquez. A strike away from winning the ball game. Hillcats looking for their first series victory in the month of June. Over 1,500 rising to their feet. Slowly but surely. The two-strike pitch from Vasquez. Up high. One ball, two strikes. Colmenares does have three home runs on the season, if he can get a hold of it. Right-hander trying to set him down. 3-2 lead for the Hillcats. The 1-2 pitch from Vasquez. Check swing. He did not go around 2-2. That missed down low at 98. We'll try it again. 2-2. The right-hander delivers. Popped up, third base side. Devers giving it a chase. It'll land out of play. Hit the top of the clubhouse, and the battle will continue. The final out is always the toughest to get. Colmenares doing his best to extend the at-bat and wait for Vasquez to make a mistake and maybe leave one right over the heart of the plate. Once again, the 2-2. Ball game! Vasquez picks up his third save as the Hillcats win it today 3-2 and pick up their second series win of the year. We'll step aside and recap it after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first. Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Happy Father's Day, everyone, as Lynchburg wins it 3-2 here this afternoon. A beautiful ball game and an excellent back-and-forth afternoon. It's been a great series. Lynchburg winning the series 4-2. Only their second time winning a series on the season. It came at a crucial point as the first half comes to a close. Looks like Robert Lopez is getting in position, so we'll toss it down to Rox Cruz, who's standing by with tonight's Hillcat Hero.
I am here with 48 catcher number Robert Lopez, who had a home run today. How are you feeling about that?
Dile que me siento bien, gracias a Dios. Estaba jugando un buen picheo, voy a conectar el batazo.
He said he was feeling great. He was looking for his pitch, like more middle in the sun, and he tried to make a hard contact.
You threw a hard out at second earlier, and then came in, had some good hits today. Are you hoping that going into this next, like, away week, that you're going to be able to keep up that momentum?
I just want to help the team. And the most important is that the team win.
Yep, it's all about the team. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rox. That was Robert Lopez, tonight's Hillcat hero. He's responsible for all three of the runs the Hillcats scored here this afternoon as they win 3-2. We'll recap it quickly. Dominic Keegan led off the scoring in the first inning for the River Dogs. A solo shot gave Charleston the quick start. Lynchburg wouldn't strike until the fourth when Robert Lopez would hit his second home run of the season. A beautiful shot over the right field wall to tie things up. Then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Lynchburg would tack on two more thanks to none other than Robert Lopez, who had a two RBI single that scored Lipscomb and Turner, who had reached base on a walk and a dropped third strike and moved into scoring position thanks to a wild pitch and a stolen base, respectively. That was all for Lynchburg. Then in the seventh, Charleston would get one back as Carlos Colmenares would walk and come around to score on an Odalis Piguero RBI double. But Lynchburg's bullpen of Miguel Venicio and Sammy Vasquez shut the door. Vasquez picking up his third save of the season as the Hillcats walk away victorious here today. Munoz moves to 3-1 as Lynchburg, they pick up their 29th win of the season, 29-34. Charleston 25-38. First half comes to a close on Thursday evening as Lynchburg will try and dust themselves off and restart in the second half and hopefully make the Carolina League playoffs. The Greg Young all next week with the Mudcats taking you from start to finish of that series, and then you'll hear me for 12 straight days of baseball beginning on Wednesday. Mark that down. The series is beginning on a Wednesday. Wednesday, June 28th, all the way through July 9th. Every single day, a ball game here at Bank of the James Stadium. Four fireworks shows, including our red, white, and boom doubleheader, as we'll have fireworks on both July 3rd and July 4th as the Hillcats take on the Shorebirds of Delmarva and the Red Sox of Salem. So you'll hear me then. But for now, once again, one more time, our final score, Lynchburg 3, Charleston 2, on this gorgeous Father's Day afternoon. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, happy Father's Day, and go Hillcats.